So we're going to do prayer stations in a little bit. But the reason that we can encounter him in such a powerful way for breakthrough today is because he is who he says he is, and he will do what he said he would do. So we're going to look at some of those scriptures, and then I'll give you some instructions from there. So this morning we want to establish that God is faithful, God is true, he doesn't lie, and God keeps his promises. That way when we go to these stations, we go knowing he is faithful. He is going to meet me there today. He is going to cause there to be breakthrough in my life today. God is true. He doesn't lie. So everything he said about himself, everything he said that he would do, he will do. And God keeps his promises. So I have a whole bunch of scriptures for you. And so it's going to be more of the Word talking and the Word building our faith so that when we get to these stations, we're ready to have an impactful time with Him. So God is faithful. Psalm 105. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And His faithfulness continues to each generation. So that includes us. We are part of each generation. Deuteronomy 7:9. The Lord your God is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations. So we're somewhere in those generations, right? Yeah. 1,000 generations. First verse, Psalm 100, verse 5. This is Deuteronomy 7:9. Next one, 1 Corinthians 1:9. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says he will do. 1 Corinthians 1:9. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. God will make this happen, for he who has called you is faithful. 1 Thessalonians 3:3. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful. So that was Psalm 100, verse 5. Deuteronomy 7:9, 1 Corinthians 1:9, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and I'm sorry, the next one is 2 Thessalonians 3:3, and 1 John 1:9. God is true, Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. He has fulfilled every promise. God is not a man that he should lie. He has fulfilled every promise. Numbers 23:19. 1 John 5:20. So that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, he is the true God. 1 John 5:20. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. So that means if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he's representing the Father is the way, the truth, and the life. So everything that Father God said that he would accomplish, he will accomplish because he is true. He doesn't lie. Okay, three verses about promises, and then we'll start our prayer stations. 2 Peter 1:4. 2 Peter 1:4. He has given us great and precious promises. Not just promises, great and precious promises. 2 Peter 1:4. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ. Their yes and amen. All of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Joshua 23:14. In your hearts you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. Listen, not a single one has failed. Not a single one has failed. So God is faithful, he is true, and he keeps his promises. So that means when we look at his word, which is spoken through the Holy Spirit and recorded by men and women for us, that those things are true. Yes? Come on. So because God is who he says he is, and because he will do what he promised to do, when we move around from prayer station to prayer station, we are believing for an encounter that will break through every lie in our lives, or any attack in our lives, or any stronghold in our lives that has been built up against that truth. So we're believing today that those things are going to fall. They are going to be gone. There's going to be a breakthrough. We prayed in early morning prayer that the walls would come down. If there's a mountain, he would just blow up the mountain. I mean, he is going to remove barriers today that have kept us from breaking through. So let me give you some instructions here, since this is going to look different than normal. Stacy, were you and Andrew able to find their songs? Yeah, two songs. Okay. All right, so I'm going to have you all come up in a little bit because I need to do something while you're getting your hearts ready. I'm going to quickly move some chairs around so we have five stations. And this first song is to just get us prepared to encounter him, to receive from him. And the way these stations are going to work, you're moving through them as individuals. So in other words, we're not going to have a group of five here, and then that five moves to the next one, and that, no, you're moving through as individuals. So the other thing that's not going to happen is when you get here and you find four or five people here, that you all grab hands and pray. Sometimes we do that. This is not the morning to do that. This is you taking the sheet that is going to be at that station that has scripture on it for you, and you're going to either stand or sit at that station. You're going to read through the words, the promises of God, and you are going to talk to Jesus and allow him to cause that word to break through into victory in every area of your life. So the one station is strength. If you're feeling weak, exhausted, tired, discouraged, depressed, okay, you come needing strength. And so when you get to this station, you're going to sit or stand, read through here, spend time with him, and however long that takes for you. That may take 2 minutes, that may take 10 minutes. Then you go to the next station and keep moving around. Does that make sense to everybody? Anybody not Okay, because I just want to make sure I explained that well enough that you understood. So we have been saved and made whole, healing and freedom, provision and needs, peace and joy and strength. Do you want any of those today? Do you need any of those today? Amen? So if you want to come up front so that I can go around, set up the stations, and we want to just pray along and receive from this song, and then I'll walk through the room and set up the stations while you're doing that, and then I'll release you and just start wherever you want to start and move through at your own pace. So I'll wait till everybody gets up front, and then Stacy, if you'll start that.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing.
Yes. Yes, change.
I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
Jesus. We're believing for divine encounters today. We're believing for breakthrough. We're believing that with your mighty right arm, you are going to tear down walls. Walls that have kept us from moving forward. Walls that have kept us from stepping into freedom and deliverance, walls that have kept us from being healed, body, soul, and spirit, walls that were holding back your provision and your deliverance in our lives. We're believing for breakthrough because you are who you said you are and you will do what you've promised to do. So we're believing for those breakthroughs today as we spend time in prayer and as we talk with you. Meet with us in a mighty way. And we give you permission to do everything that you desire to do in us today. We give you permission to tear down walls, to open doors that have been blocked. If there are giants, that as we speak your word will go forth and it will hit the temple of that giant and he will fall. If there is a mountain that we've been trying to get over, blast what is left of that mountain so that we can go over and move forward. Bring victory today because you said your word would accomplish all that you sent it forth to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen. So I have four of the stations set up. The fifth one's going to be up front here. So you're released to start through the stations. You can see the chairs in various circles. And we'll put some music on, and then I'll quickly set up a station up front here. So if some of you want to stay up front, you can do that as well. Wherever you want to start, yeah?
Fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.